This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The forensic pathologist who performed the autopsy on Elijah McClain was back in court Tuesday for the third trial related to McClain's death. The two paramedics facing charges say they thought the 23-year-old had excited delirium when they injected him with a large dose of ketamine, but Dr. Stephen Cena says he ruled out excited delirium because...
Usually the excited delirium, this agitated state, is associated with a stimulant drug, most commonly methamphetamine and cocaine. None of that was in his blood, so to me, I didn't think it was excited delirium.
The pathologist's report ruled the cause of death as, quote, ketamine after forcible restraint. The Boulder Valley School District recently became the first district in the nation to pass a Green New Deal for Schools resolution. It's a plan for making school buildings greener, creating pathways to green jobs, and giving students lessons on climate change in a variety of subjects. Board member Richard Garcia addressed the students.
You did great work. You were persistent. You didn't give up. You were here at every board meeting, and we heard you.
The district and board members spent weeks working with students on the resolution. The Environmental Protection Agency will be on hand in Penrose next month to demolish a funeral home where nearly 200 improperly stored human bodies were discovered earlier this year. The agency visited the site last month. It decided demolition was necessary for the safe removal of biological materials found in the building. Details are not yet finalized. This is CPR News.